This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think the Falcons are getting their act together at the right time, and I think they're one of the teams that's going to contend for the NFC along with the Saints and the Eagles and the Rams and the Vikings.
Someone tweeted at me last night and said, let's just face it, the Falcons aren't that good, and they weren't that good last year. I'm not going to hear an argument that the Falcons weren't great last year.
No.
They lost the best offensive coordinator in football. They had a quarterback who played at an MVP level. They don't have either of those this year. There's zero chance the Astros will trade for Giancarlo Stanton because that guy has a $300-plus million contract attached to him. The question is, can the Astros afford to take on that contract and then 3 years from now give an even bigger contract than that to Carlos Correa?
Yeah.
And another $300 million contract to Jose Altuve? The answer to that is no.
You just won without him, and you do have to take care of these guys.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we are at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This place is happening. And got to give Beaumont credit,
I
as
gotta say,
always.
And it's warm now.
It is warm. Yeah.
Inside our bubble, it's warm. In our cocoon.
Yeah. I even had to ditch my jacket. That's how warm it got.
Yeah.
And there's still drunk women inside. So
less.
I think some of the blitzers have already absconded with some of the drunk women. But there's still a few left. So. I want to welcome our SportsMap 94.1 listeners in Houston, and hopefully you're having a great, great afternoon, and we'll have a great weekend on top of that. We've had a fun show so far, and anything you miss is available at podcastarena.com. Let's go check it out, and follow it up a little bit on what you were talking about with Arch. Well, first off, Lauren the Aggie asked us what it would take to follow her on Twitter. And my initial reaction was to make an inappropriate joke, which say, well, send nudes.
You can't do that anymore.
I know, you can't do that. I'm telling you, Harvey Weinstein screwed it up for everybody.
Yeah.
Because it would have just been a joke.
But it's 2017.
It's 2017.
It's an inappropriate joke.
We can't ask for nudes. We can't, you can't say anything nice. You know, you certainly can't masturbate into a plant.
That's true.
You just can't do these things anymore.
Which really basically killed half my flirting game. That's like,
That was it. Yeah.
That was my move, and now it's considered like a party foul,
yeah.
I guess. So.
Golly. Look, I mean, the world's changed so much. I mean, just a year ago, you could do that. You could whip it out in public.
I used to always do that move like Charlie Rose apparently did, where he would get totally naked, and then he would call someone to his office, and then he'd answer the door like wearing just a towel and be like, oh, I wasn't expecting you. I was just about to take a shower, even though I don't have a shower in my office.
Yeah.
That was my move, too. That was always
I don't have a
good,
shower yeah. in my office. Now I have an office where I could do that.
And I was like, you caught me at a really bad time, even though I just told you to come back here. I didn't realize you were going to come right away before. I thought you would come after my shower. So I'm sorry. I'm just here nude. This must be really uncomfortable for you, ma'am.
Yeah, especially as I just know that every woman is saying, I can't wait to see Fred in a towel. Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they want to see Charlie Rose, they might like you.
I doubt it. All right.
Here's the truth, God's honest truth. I'd rather see you naked than Harvey Weinstein.
I'd rather see me naked than Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Finally, we found one.
Everyone here would rather see you naked than Harvey Weinstein.
Okay. All right, who has a plant? No. hey, we got to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, I apologize. I don't know who sent this to me earlier, but one of the listeners. So
I saw this. It's so absurd.
The guy with his head in the microwave? That's the one you're talking
about?
Yes. Yes. So basically a YouTube guy was pulling a prank, so he cemented his head into a microwave.
Like, what's
What's the pay? Okay, here's the thing about pranks and jokes, okay? I'm telling this to everybody out there. If you're a prankster or a jokester, there's got to be a payoff. Cementing your head into a microwave, there needs to be a punchline.
Yeah.
And once your head is cemented inside a microwave,
That's kind of the end of the joke,
that's
right?
That's the end of the joke. And there's no
except for the fact you have to call the fire department to get the thing off your head.
There's no pow moment where I gotcha. It's like, oh, I'm going to play this joke by sticking my head into a tank with a shark, and then the shark bites your head, and then that was the prank. It's not that funny because your head got bit off by a shark.
Actually, I'd find that pretty funny.
There's no payoff to the joke.
I would laugh at that if somebody did that.
Well, maybe.
Okay, so what's worse, this guy or guy who got his penis stuck in the weight? Remember the guy in Germany who got his penis stuck in the...
That was bad, too.
In the barbell? Or
but I think that was less of a joke and more of a creepy sex thing. Like,
okay,
I'm going to have sex with my weights because there's no woman here to have sex with. And that was a poor decision.
Yeah, that didn't work out well.
I don't think he was like, watch this, YouTube. I'm going to have sex with this dumbbell. No, I think he just made a poor life choice.
Jay Swingler of the TGF Bro YouTube channel.
TGF Bro?
Yeah.
If your YouTube channel has the word bro in it,
yeah,
it's probably not for me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm probably not going to find your humor funny.
Well,
cementing your head into a microwave.
He placed a plastic bag over his head, held a tube to his mouth to breathe, and then stuck his head into a microwave filled with polyfilla, which is a plaster. A friend then used a hairdryer to harden the mixture. After about 10 minutes of blow drying the cement nearly solid, he stood up and his airway became blocked. I'm going to die, he can be heard saying in the video. One can only hope.
That's what you get.
Honestly.
Could you feel sorry for him?
No!
It's natural selection.
It is. It's God's way of saying, hey, dude, really?
Yeah.
See ya.
Honestly, if you called 911 and I was the dispatcher, I'd be like, yeah, guys, there's a guy with a microwave cemented to his head. I wouldn't be in a rush. We could probably afford to lose this one. He's going to cause us a lot of headache.
Is this a medical emergency or a police emergency?
Probably not the first or last time. So if you guys want to get to it, cool. If not, he'll just die, and we'll be done with him. That would be my move if I were the Roger that.
But, yeah, well, we'll send a car in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
No worries. We got real emergencies going on. But his friends tried to move it without any luck. They did make a hole to help him breathe. Then they called for emergency officials. Five fire officials spent an hour breaking apart the microwave and plaster from his head. Okay, honestly, I think this guy should be charged with a crime. The fact that you had to get five... I mean, what if there was a fire and these guys are having to get his head out?
Like a misappropriation of resources?
And some poor infant in a room gets burned to death. Because of this guy.
He's a baby killer.
He is. He is a baby killer. In fact, he should be charged with killing that baby.
Yeah.
I don't know that one actually did die, but I think we could assume, because that's what happens,
Something bad happened.
If you don't have firemen to go in and pull the baby out of the building, baby's going to burn.
All right, let's just say it wasn't a dead baby, but let's say somebody's car got broken into while all the cops and the firemen were taking care of this guy.
What if a cat got stuck in the tree and couldn't get down and died?
Precisely.
Exactly.
No one thinks about the cats in times like these.
No.
They only think about the guy with the microwave cemented to his head. And that's just, I don't want to say it's bull bleep because I wouldn't be allowed to say that on the air, but that's pretty much what it is. It's bull bleep.
Well, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day.
Don't clap for the microwave head guy.
Mark Jeweler, Gem
of
the
Day.
Oh,
no, clap for me. That's fine. Don't clap for microwave head guy, though. No, don't clap for microwave head. He doesn't deserve it. He doesn't deserve your love. He's not here for you. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Raising Cane's. If you are looking for a way out of cooking dinner tonight, you probably are. Raising Cane's is here for you. They're trying to make your night better, and they're doing that by bringing you the best chicken finger meals in the whole wide world. They've got one love that's making great chicken finger meals, and that's what they do. They use the best ingredients, the premium cuts of chicken. They have the best sides, the crinkle-cut fries. I really like the garlic toast. I know that's not really like a healthy side, but it's delicious. It's got garlic butter on it, and I, for whatever reason, I dip it in the cane sauce. The cane sauce is really good on pretty much everything there. So they've got it going on at Raising Cane's is what I'm trying to tell you. You need to stop by. 25 locations and counting in the Houston area. They're doing great things for the community. They're doing great things with chicken. So if you're looking for a way to get your family fed tonight, Raising Cane's is the way. Raising Cane's, one love.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
All right, we are back here in Beaumont, Luke's Ice House. Good crowd tonight. Really appreciate you guys coming out, drinking beer, and $12 buckets for Miller Lite or Coors Light all day long. And we're still going to be here for another 40 minutes, so 2325 Calder Road in Beaumont. If you're wandering around right now somewhere in Beaumont and you're like, hey, I want to go see these guys, or you don't want to see us.
Right.
You certainly don't want to see us naked, but come on by. We'll be here for another 40 minutes. And this is the last of the shows for a while here, so it's kind of your last chance. So Rob took a picture of us, so Rob's here. I don't know where he is, but he took a picture of us. You guys have this thing going on with Case Keenum. Can I throw something in here on your discussion?
Okay.
It's possible the guy just got better. I mean, guys do improve, and I think he looks better. He makes better decisions in the pocket. Those are all things that come with experience sometimes, and a lot of guys don't get the opportunity to. I mean, he's gotten a lot of opportunities. Let's be honest.
Well, here's the other thing. This Minnesota team, there's talent around him.
Yes,
there's a really good offensive line. You know, they've got some talent. They've got a good defense. They've got some talent, and that's why they were basically willing to give up multiple drafts to get Sam Bradford, because they knew they were close and they didn't want to waste it. And Case Keenum's been very good for them. And Case Keenum here, especially with Kubiak, I mean, it was a disaster.
Yeah.
And
that whole team was a disaster.
And honestly,
and Wade Phillips, too. Wade Phillips coached him also.
And I do think Jeff Fisher was such a bad coach that Case Keenum couldn't succeed with him. Yeah. Nobody could succeed. I mean, just look at what Jared Goff is this year compared to. And you're right, Jared Goff probably got better as well. But
got better coaching.
You have to think that he was being held back.
Yeah.
Lamont was right in his point that it was probably unfair for me to throw Bill O'Brien on Case Keenum because Case Keenum didn't play a lot under O'Brien. He was here, and then he got cut, but he did not play. I think he played two games, I think he actually won two games that he started, but he threw for like 200 yards a game, and you know, it wasn't because Case Keenum was great that they won, but it probably was unfair of me to lump him in as an O'Brien failure.
Going back to the gym of the day, 210 says, I guess you could say the evidence of him being an idiot was concrete.
Do you think this cemented his legacy as a dumbass?
I think it did, yes. Yes.
Would you consider him a hardened criminal?
I see what you did. We should have done this yesterday, so it would have. We'd have had that for stupid stuff. But, yeah. There's some people that I'm okay with. If they die, they die.
Yes.
The world is a better place without people who submit microwaves to their head.
Honestly, don't you learn when you're a child, don't stick your head in the microwave, period, even if it's not filled with cement? I've just always been like, no, just, you know what goes in the microwave? Food. Like, you learn early on, don't put your head in the microwave. Don't put animals in the microwave.
Oh, you don't do that?
Don't put silverware in the microwave. If you can... Don't put your head, animals, and metal in the microwave. Your microwave is going to succeed for you. This guy broke rule number one. He put his head in the microwave. Even without the cement, it was a bad call. It was a bad joke.
You don't put your penis in a microwave.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
No, you shouldn't do that. Because, I don't know what's going to happen if you do.
I don't know. And honestly, I never thought to say, like, well, what would happen if I did put my head in the microwave? I just... took it as, okay, I won't put my head in the microwave. I learned about animals from watching Gremlins, because remember when the gremlin put the cat in the microwave?
Oh, yeah. Or
and it exploded.
Remember on Snakes on the Plane when he put the snake in the microwave?
Yeah, that's bad.
We know what happened there.
Animals explode when you put them in the microwave.
We know that from the movies.
Metal,
that's a fact.
Metal creates sparks and fire, and that's bad, too. I've never even thought, like, I wonder what bad happens if you put your head in. I've just said, you know what? All right, you tell me not to put my head in the microwave, I just won't do that. There's nothing in the microwave that I really need to see that bad anyway.
You know what else I'm not going to do? Just walk out in front of a moving train?
No.
I learned not to do that when I was young, too. And make a YouTube video of it. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be old YouTube bro. And then I'm just going to go do stupid things. Like, go stand in front of a train and see if he stops. And then you guys can make fun of me forever when I'm a grease spot.
Yeah.
Because I'll deserve to die. And I should be dead. Hey, I'm going to let you know, it's time to get on the map, sportsmap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. The site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. You can check out content today from Charlie Polillo. We'll have AJ next week, Barry Warner. I'll be writing on the Texans Sunday. I've got a couple things that are going to go up tonight. So if you're out and about in the morning, just check it out. If you aren't on SportsMap every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now, sportsmap.com.
Brett, what a blockhead.
That's pretty good. I like that.
That's pretty good. The word blockhead always makes me laugh because it reminds me of Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
And that's just like funny to call someone a blockhead. That was good. I should have thought of that.
Yeah.
Cheers, Brett.
Yep.
Well played.
You win. You win Twitter today.
Yep.
Congratulations.
There's no prize, but that's
no.
A good job.
No, the prize is you should be here in Beaumont hanging out.
Yeah.
That would be what your prize would be.
Brett's here.
Is he?
I have no idea. Probably not.
Everybody else is here. The whole world's here. So, somebody said he should put his penis in there so he doesn't procreate.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I think that makes sense.
No. Brett Calterman.
Don't have a child if you're putting your head in microwaves.
No.
Because.
And also, don't put your baby in a microwave. I've never even heard someone tell me don't put a baby in a microwave, but I have common sense to know that you shouldn't put babies in microwaves. Or even conventional ovens. That's also dangerous.
Yeah.
Or a toaster. If you have a big toaster.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Here's another thing you don't do. You don't put the toaster in the bathtub with you.
No, that's dumb.
I've learned not to do that from watching TV.
That's dumb. You can die.
You will get shocked.
You can die. Even a hairdryer will kill you. Hairdryers don't seem like inherently dangerous. They can kill you in a bathtub.
That's why I don't have enough hair to dry.
No.
For that very reason.
You got me beat.
All right.
Humble brag, Fred. Humble brag.
Hey, man.
Oh, I don't have enough hair for a blow dryer. Meanwhile, I'm sitting here, I'm dying of baldness, and it's a...
You're dying from it?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I feel bad for you then. I'm just glad that, I'm glad that there's one human being out there that people would rather see me naked than. This has made my day.
Yeah.
Beaumont has made my day.
You know what? You know what they'd probably rather? They'd probably rather see you naked than to like wake up with Bill Cosby on top of them.
Yeah, I okay. So
although, that's not a guarantee because Bill Cosby is a big star.
Right.
And even if he were raping you, like, it'd be like, whoa, there's a big star raping me. Like, it's different than having, like, a regular.
Tosh is over there talking about getting money off of it.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. That's a good call.
Yeah.
But so far, that hasn't worked out for, you know.
Yeah.
Well.
Just. Well, if you wake up with... Never mind.
Are you going to try to transition this?
No.
Is this a... Please tell me it's a boner pill ad. Please tell me.
No, if you wake up with him on top of you, you want it to be on a mattress from...
Yeah, yes!
That was where I was going with it. From Texas Mattress.
That's
maker.
A really, really inappropriate joke.
It was.
And honestly, I'm ashamed to be sitting here next to you.
Really?
So...
I'm ashamed to be me.
That's
so
just bad.
There's that. All right, guys. Now, seriously, if you want to sleep better, you want to save money, and if you're in need of a mattress, there's only one place to go: Texas Mattress Makers, where you can get custom fitted, handcrafted mattresses. And how about this? When you walk in, you're saving 50% off of what you're paying in a retail store because they're making them right there and selling them directly to you. So let's start with that. The second thing is. Now, during the holidays, how about this? 20% off factory direct prices on select mattresses. And I'll tell you what, man, these are all quality mattresses. And besides that 20%, there's great showroom specials on pocketed coil mattress. Give the gift of sleep today while you sleep your best during the season. Go see Yuval, go see Lax, go see Rachel. Tell them you're a Blitzer. Man, they love the Blitzers. They will take care of you. And they're at 4619 Navigation. At the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East, make sure you tell them I sent you. Visit Texas Mattress Makers today. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed. Like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that death, stand the good God. Let me give you my life. Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All right.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, 2325 Calder Road. And, hey, get a head start on the holidays from Zadox and ESPN 97.5. All you have to do is log on to ESPN97.5.com, click on the Zadox Holiday Head Start, tell us who you are, the number we need to call to tell you you're a winner, and what you'd like to buy at Zadox Jewelers, and you could be our next $500 gift card winner.
Dang.
Plus, we'll announce the winner each day in the Zadox Gym of the Day, which we didn't do because I didn't have it in time, so I blame myself for that. Today's Holiday Head Start winner is Justin Martin.
Nice. That's a made-up name.
That sounds like a pro golfer. And Justin Martin is now 2 under par. As he lines up his putt on the 15th
green. Yeah, that might be fair.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Oh, what a dreadful putt. He's missed it terribly. That's going to take him back to 1 under. I rather do redneck golf guy.
That's your favorite.
Yeah, redneck golf guy, my favorite.
Never gets old for you.
He's going to try to chip this one in, and oh, dear, that's gone over the trap. That thing hit an alligator. You see that? Landed on an alligator. Son of a bitch. I would love to do a golf tournament in that voice. Or just in a different voice, not my real voice. That would be fun.
Why not?
Yeah. Oh, he is landing up the putt. I think he's.
Why don't you do the rugby team that's coming to town? And you could do it in redneck voice.
I don't think that would.
Or Australian voice.
Yeah, because rugby's more of an Aussie thing.
Or Indian guy might work for that, too.
Well, that would be cricket. Right?
Okay.
Or is that racist?
I think that's racist, but okay. That's okay. Okay. Whatever.
No, I think it'd be better for Indian guy to do golf.
Okay.
Or Indian guy doing football or something like that. I think that would be much better. Oh, Tom Savage is most inappropriate at quarterback. Yeah. And I kind of want to get back to what we were talking about with RJ on Savage. It's like if you just look at the numbers that he had last week, you'd say, yeah, the guy played really well. And I think he did play his best game as a Texan. But he was horrible in the red zone. And, I mean, that's been an issue with this team, except for when Deshaun Watson's been in there.
Right.
And, you know, the interception he threw was a killer. And, I mean, I think you can't just look at – and we talk about this all the time. I don't think you just look at numbers sometimes and say, oh, the guy played well. Did he play well for most of the game? Yeah. But
– losers lose.
Yeah.
As we always say.
Yeah.
Tom Savage is a loser.
Pretty much.
But Jimmy Garoppolo might be a loser too. We don't know yet. I mean, he won that game. You know, and you got to have a buzz and excitement about it. RJ is – he's always higher on the Texans than us.
Yeah.
And he always says, well, it's because we see it up close. But I think it's more because RJ's unwilling to adjust from what Vegas thought preseason.
Right.
And you have to adjust.
Well, he said that, but then, I mean, he's adjusted on the Broncos.
But why will he adjust on the Broncos and not the Texans?
I don't know. I wish I had an answer for that.
I mean,
if he were still on, I would ask him.
Because the Broncos, even with their bad quarterbacks, were expected to be better this season.
Yes.
It's pretty clear that their quarterback play was too bad to overcome anything, and their defense wasn't as good as people thought. Couldn't you say that's the same thing that's happened here?
Absolutely.
But why is he willing to adjust his opinion on the Broncos and not the Texans? Maybe that's what we should start off next week with.
Yeah.
Unless the Texans beat the hell out of the 49ers, and then we'll just pretend like we never talked about
right,
it.
Right, right. But I know if that happens, which it won't, we'll hear about it.
Oh, yeah.
At the beginning of the segment. I thought you guys were supposed to know the Texans. Yeah, that's what we'll get. JOff288 said, did you talk about the Dallas guy buying the Hurricanes? No, we did not. And they're saying they want to keep him there. I'd keep my eyes on that situation would be all I would say if I were Houston fan wanting hockey here, which I am.
You are.
Yeah, there's no question. I make no bones about that. I would love to have a team here. Even if I got to just see the Leafs once a year come to town, that would be cool. But I would get season tickets. Anyway, we had season tickets for the Arrows.
Yeah.
It may be more expensive, but it'd be worth having, especially since it's, you know, I would be very excited about that. That would make sports in Houston a lot more interesting for me personally. And, I mean, I think it's interesting as it is, but plus, you know, for the people that are, that would be into it, we'd be one of the few shows that could actually talk about it without sounding completely stupid.
You would.
Hey, you're pretty good at fantasy hockey.
Yeah, but that's not quite the same.
It's close.
Okay, well then.
If you play fantasy, it's just like, hey, if you can play quarterback on Madden,
oh,
you can play in the NFL.
We're good,
it's the same thing.
Exactly. Good to know.
At least that's what I've heard. Remember, this was a gym of the day a few months ago, but the guy who used the big penis defense for choking his girlfriend, you remember that guy?
Yeah, yeah.
He got acquitted.
No joke.
Yeah, it worked. The big penis defense worked.
Did he have to show it?
I don't know if he actually showed it.
I feel like that would be a...
You'd have to, though, right?
Yes, for evidence.
I mean, it is the murder weapon.
If you were on a jury, and this guy said, she died because my penis was so big she choked on it, wouldn't you say, as a juror, unless that penis was presented into evidence, you're not buying it?
I'm not buying it, no.
Especially look at the guy.
Yeah, the guy is hideous looking.
It's hard to picture, because he's like an old man.
Yeah, he's 65.
He looks like John McCain. And, like, do you really think John McCain's penis is so big it could kill you?
He looks a little Sandusky-ish to me. But apparently, though, they argued that the woman died accidentally while performing oral pleasure. And they did file a motion to show it to the jury, but a medical expert testified that choking during the sex act was unlikely. The defense reversed course on their theory, And they never ruled on the request to show his thing in court.
Okay.
But defense lawyer Ken Padowitz said that's not the way she died, but that's the way Richard Patterson thought she died. So, yeah, I'm surprised. I just have to say, if he had a 60-year-old girlfriend who was willing to do that, why is he killing her?
I don't know.
Unless you're trying to get a younger one.
That's true.
But I'm guessing by the time you turn 60, you're not doing a lot of oral.
Yep.
I'm just guessing. But they spent 5 hours deliberating before reaching a verdict. He would have faced life in prison.
That's wild.
Which for him was probably about 3 years.
Well, good for him.
Congratulations. The big penis defense worked. Let that be a lesson to all of you. If your girlfriend chokes and you have a large penis,
that's the way to go.
Yeah. There's now legal precedent. In Florida, of course.
You can get away with anything in Florida, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Fred. I got to tell you about Texas Car Grill Shop. They're having their annual holiday sale, and it's your grilling headquarters. Turn yourself into a barbecue genius this holiday season with a shiny new grill from Texas Star Grill Shop. You can grill for the holidays, or you can get it as a gift. There's nothing better than the smell of smoke and sizzle, though. You could do a pecan smoked prime rib for Christmas or a hickory smoked ham. And if you're not sure what to get, come see the experts at Texas Star Grill Shop. They'll walk you through your options, tell you what's best for you based on what you like to cook. They've got the largest selection of wood pellet grills: Traeger, Memphis, Green Mountain, Pits and Spits. That's what I got, right, made locally right there in Houston. Wood pellet grilling and smoking is the fastest growing category in the grill business. They've got you covered there. They've got all the gas grills: Weber, Saber, DCS, Napoleon. If you like charcoal, they've got Kamado Joe, Primo, or the Weber Charcoal Center. And if you want to build an outdoor kitchen, they've got all the components there. They can even help you design and build your own outdoor kitchen. The store 8905 Luetta is one of the largest displays of grills in the state. They've got spices, grill accessories, wood, lump charcoal. They've got the wood pellets. They've got it all, and all prices are below retail. Free delivery and assembly on all your purchases. They even deliver and assemble here in Beaumont. They'll drive a grill from Houston to Beaumont, assemble it, and leave it at your house. That's how good they are. It's the holiday sale. Stop by to see the exciting grills at Texas Star Grill Shop. 8905 Luetta or 2045 Southwest Freeway at the corner of Shepherd and 59 in Houston. It's TexasGrillShop.com, Texas Star Grill Shop. We have your grill.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Move it up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment here. Hey, celebrate the Astros World Series Championship forever with the incredible audiobook, History Earned, a retelling of the Astros' magical journey to the 2017 World Series title. It is incredibly affordable at just $13.99, with $1 from every sale going to Hurricane Harvey relief. Narrated by SportsMap's own Charlie Palillo and written by Chris Campisi, it's perfect for any Astros fan and easily downloadable to any laptop or smart device. Gift card options are available as well. Just go to historyearn.com and download your copy today. First off, I don't know when we're going to get back over here, so I want to thank Luke Sizehouse for having us again. And,
yes.
Everybody who has come out to see us, Beaumont always represents, and really appreciate you guys.
Thanks to Chip and the guys at Miller Coors for having us out here.
And thanks to Chip for the beer, because I've got plenty of beer to dive into when I get home tonight. So really appreciate you guys coming out to see us, and love doing the show here. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
Brian, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir. Brian.
Hey, now.
Boy, that was insightful. Thank you so much.
We had the wrong call on. That's why.
No.
No, the check mark.
No, he had the right one. Let's try Brian. What's up, Brian? Brian, you're on. And now you're
there.
Oh, there you are. Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to deal with bad phones.
Yeah.
You know what else is on you?
My shirt.
Well, that. But it's on you to take care of yourself as a man. You know what you should do? You should get circumcised. It's not too late.
Get out of here with that.
I'm serious. If you're an uncircumcised male,
get out of here.
It's not too late. You're at an increased rate for many types of infections, STDs. The reason why the Warriors are better than the Rockets.
Oh, jeez. Sorry.
You don't know what you're doing either.
I'm trying to send the first segment. Jong sent me an email, and I was trying to save it so that I could text it to someone. Doesn't mean that it's going to be.
Well, I mean,
God,
you just really suck at this, Fred.
I know, and I've got everything muted. I don't know why it's doing that. You know what else we haven't talked about yet?
Genital warts.
I don't really want to talk about
it. It's time to have a serious discussion.
No, I don't think we should. I don't think we should.
Save it for off the air, you're saying?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll talk about it. It's fine. Well, give me the number again.
228-28.
Oh, it's going to be tough to remember. 228-28.
Well, text
love book.
You can email me at beth@darlingway.com. They can send me their questions. They can send me their email, and I'll send them the promo code for the book.
Don't email her unsolicited nudes.
No, don't, actually. That is a problem, and that's not appreciated. Thank you very much.
I have to pretty much do whatever you guys say, or I fear losing my job. Jong is at least, he gives and takes. You're just a taker.
Really?
Okay. Take and take and take and bully.
Do I have to start burping now so that you feel better about it? Is that it?
Why do you make me call you Mr. Weinstein now?
Stop.
Like for the
last
month.
That's not you.
$100 bottle of wine, Jong. He's a rich. Look at this guy. Look at this management.
The wife's the one that does okay, too. You know, she's like a world traveler now, so it's not all me.
Fred, oh, it's you.
Fred's the one that actually paid for the flooring in there.
Oh, did you? Thank you. Thank you, Daddy.
God, let's not get that started again. I swear, I had so much trouble.
Hey, Daddy.
I can't wait.
Daddy,
now.
What drives the order? What's the deciding factors of the order, Daddy?
Who's ordering? Who's driving him?
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Oh, man. I don't know if that's ever going to get old. I don't know either. We do have to use it wisely, though. RJ gave us an ultimatum.
Well, he just said while he was on. We can use it whenever we want.
True.
It's not like he's going to know.
Right.
Unless somebody tweets at him and says, oh, they just used it again.
Yeah, but then snitches get stitches.
Yeah. Don't be a snitch. That would be a very bitch-like move, frankly.
Yeah.
So.
And, Daddy, what drives the order? What's the deciding
the
factors of the order, Daddy?
I don't know, son. I don't
hey, Daddy.
Can you just sit back there and play on your iPad, son? Shut up.
Yeah, keep thinking the Texans are good.
Hey, Daddy.
No.
No.
We just ate. You just went to the bathroom 10 minutes ago. We're not stopping again.
Oh, boy. I tell you what, man, first time I've had the food here, good burger.
Yeah?
Yeah, I highly recommend. So hopefully we'll get back. I don't know what the plan is, but at some point maybe we'll get back over here. But until then, I mean, this has been a fun few trips and really appreciate everybody. I think I know the Popes were here for every one of them.
I think they were. They're the champions.
Yeah, I think so. I think they were here for every single one. So
Black Soccer Guy was here for every one of them.
Yeah. He actually has a name. His name's Terrence.
No, he's Black Soccer Guy.
Okay.
He's actually told me call him Black Soccer Guy. He doesn't want to be called Terrence.
Yeah. All right. BSG.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool. That's a good nickname. Damn. Wish I had something like that.
It would be nice.
Yeah. But
you do have the Falcon.
Yeah, but.
What was your job here today? I mean, are you on the clock? What has he done all day? He's just sat there. That's weird. I just noticed that. I don't know why I didn't think of it earlier. He's literally been sitting in that chair all day.
He's staring at you. And not at me.
Are you like security? Okay. That makes sense then. All right.
Yeah, we kind of need security.
Wow.
So...
What a good day for you, huh? I mean, yeah, they drive out here, you just sit down, and they pay you for it. I mean, there's worse things than that.
Yeah.
You get paid mileage, right? Yeah, you're good, man. That's a good day for you. That's a low-stress day.
Because he didn't have to use his security.
Right, he didn't have to thump anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for you.
But
that chick did come and bring me a Gatorade or a G2 shot, she called it, which was alcoholic. She, like, shoved the shot in my face. You didn't stop her. You should have come across with a forearm or an elbow or something, put her down. This ain't the game, sister. It would have been good. You could have gotten her face when she was knocked out, like Juju Smith-Schuster, and just stood over her staring. Okay. Well.
All right. Well, guess what? That's going to wrap it up on that note.
Hey, Jong, you did a good job from a distance today. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A lot of the times we're on location and you screw it up, but today you did pretty not crappy.
And you know what? Go ahead and take Monday off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take Monday off. Enjoy it.
Thanks, All Daddy. Right.
You're welcome.
I want to thank Jong Lee back in studio, AJ Hoffman, everybody out here in Beaumont. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.